You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I will tell you that the highlights for me, multiple hikes, which was great. I love, love, love getting out and doing that. Television, watched the series finale of Succession, which I know you haven't watched, but man, has it been a hot show the last couple of years. So they wrapped up that series, and I'm like,
kind of ho-hum.
I didn't like the way they went. Like, we are the whole bunch of people around the country trying to make predictions of how it was going to end. So I made my prediction, and I think Gretch posted it nationally or something. It was kind of funny, and it didn't work out my way. Yeah. I was like, I thought my way was better. I honestly think my idea was better. You know, we also watched this documentary. Have you seen the documentary on Michael J. Fox called Still?
No, but I'm dying to watch it, but I feel like it's going to be so incredibly sad.
It's kind of heartbreaking.
I bet.
It's a combination of heartbreaking and uplifting.
Okay.
Because here is a guy who is battling. I mean, he's not just learning to live with Parkinson's. He is battling it. When you see all of the therapy and the physical therapy he's going through for his walking and everything else, I think he's an inspiration to a lot of people. And I've had some people close to me who have battled and lost to Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. And it's an interesting story. Plus, his whole life story is interesting anyway.
Yeah, I would like to see. I mean, does it get into like how he got into acting?
Yes.
And some of the Back to the Future stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, all of that.
Okay.
And what's funny is they use clips from his movies, and they make it seem like it's part of the documentary. Like when he's going on a job interview at a studio, they use a clip from a movie where he's doing that.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's unique and it's interesting. So it's well done. So I would say that. And then the only other thing I got to tell you about before I turn it over to you is the funniest moment might have been a Friday afternoon, probably about 4 o'clock, going to a place just to do a quick little happy hour meal thing. And, you know, I think I might have told you Gretchen has like developed some sort of like an allergy to alcohol. She can't drink alcohol anymore. And she hasn't in like probably 8 months. She hasn't had a sip of alcohol. So she ordered club soda and lime. Like I got one beer and then she got club soda and lime. It was funny because she then looked up at the server and she goes, I'm not an alcoholic. Because right. When two people are out and one orders booze or a beer and the other one goes club soda and lime, she goes, I'm not an alcoholic.
I'm just trying to fight this. No.
And I'm laughing and the server laughs. He goes, no, it's actually quite a popular drink. Blah,
okay.
Blah, blah, blah. But she had to make clear.
Make clear, yeah. I'm like, oh,
she's
yeah.
not an alcoholic.
I'm just on medication or something.
You, however, packed up the family and took the trailer out.
We did. We dusted off the old RV and hooked it up to America's pickup, and we had a weekend filled with checking each other for ticks. So, yeah, we got out and enjoyed the great Colorado wilderness. We are laughing because, you know, this little 3-day weekend, it cost us $1,000 to go camping.
Yeah.
Because we didn't get the camper out last summer because we had something going on every weekend and we just didn't get it out. So when I finally pulled it out of storage, it needed tires, propane, 2 new batteries, some various little miscellaneous things that had broke, you know, that I fixed. And then you start adding on food for the weekend and gas and blah, blah, blah. We hit like $1,000 to go camping. I was like, what the hell? We could have gone to Glenwood for a really nice weekend in a hotel and, you know, been pampered a little bit for $1,000.
Yeah, you know, like a Dom style of camping.
Yes, and Nicole's like, well, can you put a price on these memories? Though with the kids out camping, I was like, "Yep, about $1,000 is what."
Apparently, you can put a price on it. Yeah,
yeah. But we headed up with my parents and their camper, and my sister and brother-in-law, and my little nephew and their camper. So we had a little caravan and found a spot and made a big horseshoe and just made a weekend of it. The first night we were there, I was like, "Uh oh." is this how this weekend's going to go? Because we got hit with a giant hailstorm the first night and an intense lightning and thunderstorm. And those three things just hit different when you're at altitude, way up in the mountains. It is scary, man. And the hail was coming down so hard and thick that when it was all said and done, we opened the doors because it was late at night and it was, you know, pitch black out. You could see like almost a foot of hail. It just had covered everything. It was just so intense. But luckily, the weather cleared up and it was actually really nice. And then you just essentially come up with activities in between feeding time is what camping boils down to.
That's the truth.
You
That's
play
funny.
Cornhole. You try to read a little, and then you're like, whoop, time to eat again. So it's, you know, you pull the grill out and start cooking, and you know, I posted some pictures on our Facebook page of the weekend, and you know, much like the thunderstorms that hit different when you're in the mountains, food hits different in the mountains too. Something about, you know, cooking outside, the mountain air, that morning cup of coffee, it just all tastes better. And I think that's part of the reason we eat so much in the mountains.
That's
because it's just good, and it's kind of fun to be outside. But, buddy, I'll tell you, the conversation came up many times on whether or not we should keep doing this and keep pulling the camper out and paying for these weekends. And, you know, looking at our current calendar, we won't even be able to go camping again for another 8 weeks because there is something going on as far as birthday parties and get-togethers and a couple different vacations that were going on. And it's like, do you hold on to this thing? Because you pay for storage every month, or do we just
let it go? The answer is
no.
No,
I'm kind of starting to lean that direction.
Because, you know, there is pressure on people in Colorado to be campers. There's pressure. Like, I'm not a camper. But you know that there is pressure because you're not a real Coloradan unless you go camping.
Yeah.
To which I'm like, so take, what would you get? If you sold your camper today, what could you get?
I looked it up. We could get $15,000 for it.
So let me do some math.
$15,000, you know, and I want a new truck. And I'm like, well, that would be a nice chunk in my truck fund. And we could still take the kids to the mountains and just do little cabins here and there. And you know, or just head up for little day trips, you know, hit some back trails, go fishing, and then come home.
So if my math is about right, and I'm taking averages, I took your $15,000 for me. And if you got to figure roughly, if you get them in advance and you get them on sale, you can get $400 a night at the Broadmoor. That's 37 nights at the Broadmoor. If you did, like, two nights, three times a year at the Broadmoor, that's 6 years worth. I'm like, sold.
Sell it. Get it up.
Sell it. Go to Broadmoor.
I know.
And then you can take your family to the zoo out there. You
sure
go hiking.
All sorts of stuff. Go explore, you know? Yeah. Yeah, I'm starting to lean that way. I know. It's so weird, you know, because I love
Hampton
going out.
Inn instead, then it's more like 70 or 80 days.
You get like 9 years of summer vacations out of it. John says, I fought traffic in the mountains. The state has too many people and they drive too fast. How are not more people flying off the sides of the mountains? Their driving is insane. I will 100% agree with that. And it's funny because if you tow a camper through the mountains, you know, I go fairly slow. I'm a very courteous driver. I pay much more attention. But you truly start realizing how insane people are when you're just going the speed limit and you see people right in your rear end and then they fly around you at like 90 miles an hour in the mountains. I'm like, oh my God, somebody's going to get hurt.
And you were
they have zero
going up
patience.
285, weren't you?
I was straight up 285 for about an hour and a half. But, I mean, zero patience from drivers on the road. It's actually quite scary. It really is. Paul says he went to the Black Hills in South Dakota, like you, Jared.
Nice.
Got some serious rainstorms and hail. Unfortunately, we were in a tent. So that's even more scarier. Donna says, we did yard work, had to repair the swamp cooler and sealed the fence. We suck at three-day weekends.
Oh, my God, a swamp cooler.
Oh, I know.
God, that's a blast from my past.
I know. My parents had one growing up, too. The house would be so humid that the doors would swell, you know, and you couldn't open and shut the doors because you got to run the water through it.
Nancy said, just like that, said pulled weeds. Boy, yeah, Nancy, you know how to live on a weekend, man.
Somebody saw Iron Maiden. A couple people went to Laramie. Christy says, I started summer break with my two 13-year-olds who are already bored and uninterested in summer activities. Come on, September.
Right.
I'm with you, Christy. I am with you.
I'm wondering if the winner so far is June. When we said, what was the highlight of your weekend? And June wrote in and said, we brought home two rescue donkeys.
Hee-haw.
Rescue really? Donkeys. So I didn't know that was a thing, but I guess that's a thing.
Oh, she said she lives in Highlands Ranch. So
oh, wait a minute. Here's the picture. Oh, she sent a picture of the donkeys.
Let's see the donkeys. Oh, there they are.
They're kind of cute, but kind of mangy looking,
too. I want
too.
A donkey.
The one on the left looks a little mangy.
He does.
I got to say, June.
I want to brush the donkey.
Is that a euphemism?
Sure is.